Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling because I got a letter in the mail, and it stated that I needed to do a claim or something because it's some money owed to me.
Okay.
How?
So I don't have that information, ma'am. You would have to.
Okay, I would have to call the other line, right?
Right, the 1-800-361-4524.
Okay, so yes, I need to open a claim with you guys. They told me to call this number.
So are you currently working or not working?
No, I have no.
Okay, all right, I can help you with that. Okay. So what is your social security number?
419-37-7946. It's a lot of back money owed to me. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
I haven't received it.
Okay. Okay. I'm not quite sure I am able to do this. Let me see here. Yeah, you're going to have to call the 1-800-361-4524, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, what you can go. Yeah, I can't open it for you right now. Let me see. Let me see if I can check and see if they let me open it right now. Okay, one second. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Okay. And would this be a TAA claim, ma'am? Or is it a regular unemployment claim? Okay. So if the company that you are working for has gone overseas and you receive a certification saying that you had a TRA or a TAA certification?
No, this is just a regular claim.
Okay.
Would you be able to tell me the jobs?
No, ma'am. I don't have access to any of your file.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just confirm and see what they say here a minute. Let's see what they're telling me here, because this is odd. That's not giving me that option for you. And you say, did you get a notice in the mail that you said you had to reopen or that you had money owed to you? How did that develop?
Yes. They said it was closed. They say I need to call and reopen my case because it's money owed to me.
Okay.
And I need to do it by September.
Okay.
Like if I call my card right now, like the card that y'all issue out to me, if I call it right now, it's saying it's like over $2,000
in my account, but it's on hold. And
okay.
It's been like that for some time now. And every time I file a claim every Sunday, it'll let it go through. But then the last time I called, I think it said I needed to dial the number, the after 5 o'clock number.
Mm-hmm.
And they never called me back. So I just stopped claiming.
Okay. All right. So your best bet then, ma'am, okay, would be to go to the website. Okay. So if you go to labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to see if somebody can help us here. What's your first and your last name?
Monique Murphy.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, ma'am?
2-12-91. Let me get my driver's license. Well, okay. Then I had an ID. Now I have license. Do it
okay,
matter?
So what was your ID number? Do you remember?
Yes, I still have it. Hold on one second.
Okay, thank you.
It is 185-1383. Mm-hmm.
And you're currently unemployed, correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll see if they can help us here. I'm going to supervisor looking into it, so that always helps move things along.
Yeah,
we've been
so
super
confused.
Busy. Yeah.
I'm so confused on what's going on. I haven't had no one to talk to me about it. I'm new at this. I don't know what to do.
I understand, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me see. Okay, let me see here. One second. Okay. All right. So let's see if we could just reopen it.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So what is your preferred language, ma'am?
English.
Okay. And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. And do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could
yes.
affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, not the federal government, no.
Okay, and did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade readjustment allowance certification?
Yes.
Okay. So, as I mentioned to you, the trade allowance certification is when you were working for a corporation that was from imports and the company that you were working for moved overseas. So,
is that
the case? Okay. All right. Thank you. So you didn't file it. You didn't receive a certification?
No.
Okay. And you said your first name was Monique?
Yes.
Okay. And your middle initial, what's your middle initial, ma'am?
M.
And your last name?
Murphy.
And has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And is this a good phone number to reach you at, the 205-440-6151?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you said your birthday was?
2/12/91.
Okay. Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Doris Murphy.
Okay, thank you. And you said you have a driver's license now, correct? Is that
yes.
an Alabama license, ma'am?
Yes.
May I have that number, please?
It is 105-682-90.
Okay, thank you. And for demographic purposes, ma'am, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Male or female?
Female.
What's the highest grade of school you completed?
12.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you live in the U.S. And what is your mailing address, ma'am?
4801 4th Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35224.
Okay. You said the zip code was 35224?
Mm-hmm.
Is your mailing address the same, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation, ma'am?
That's what I was trying to see, which one I was filing for, because it's two jobs.
It has to be
in.
Your last one. Whatever. We can only file for the last one.
Amazon.
Okay. Okay. So why isn't it taking that? Let me see here. So what did you do at Amazon?
I was a janitor.
Okay. And are you seeking work in this same area? Okay.
Yeah.
Of occupation. Okay. Do you belong to a union, ma'am?
No.
Are you currently attending any school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No.
Okay. And are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to work full time?
Yes.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
40 to 50.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
9.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer or CEO in a business at the moment?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
Say that again.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
I have a real estate license.
You do have a real estate license?
Real estate, or are you saying
real estate? Real estate, like when you're selling houses.
Oh, no.
Okay. Have you applied or are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal since April 1st of 2023 to March 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you want to go ahead and keep and get a debit card, a state debit card, ma'am?
I have one.
Okay. Well, you want to use the same one?
Yes.
Okay. So you said you worked with Amazon?
Yes.
Okay, let me see
what
we have it here.
So why when I file my claim every Sunday and I don't get nothing on Wednesday? You say is something
okay.
About...
Okay, so I'm going to explain the process to you, ma'am. I don't have a reason, okay? I don't have access to your files, so I can't tell you what the story is, okay? I can only, in order to get that, I'll tell you where you can go. You can go to the website and request that information. Okay, but
okay.
I don't have access to that information.
Okay.
So let me see here. So I can just tell you where to go in order to be able to. Okay, so you worked for Amazon Com Services or Amazon Corporate?
No, it was like a third party work inside of Amazon.
Okay, so
but
you didn't work for Amazon then. What was the name of what was the name on your check?
It was Amazon. That's what I'm saying. But it was like a third company with them. And I
okay,
also
so what was the name of the third company? What was the name that was on the check?
I didn't receive check.
What was the name that was on your deposit?
I'm about to let you know now. Hold on one
okay.
second. I had a... how do I look at my statement? Okay.
Was it Custom Cleaning Solutions?
No.
No?
I used to work for him.
Keller Mayer? building services?
See, that's what I'm saying. They be changing the names, and I really don't know who it was, but...
Okay, so then you're going to have to call us back when you do know, ma'am. We can't file an appointment if you don't know.
I'm looking for it now.
Okay, okay. I can wait, ma'am. I just thought you said you didn't know. So if you didn't know, then I don't have anybody to file with.
Yeah, it was Kelly Meyerberg. Keller Meyerberg.
Okay, so that was who you were working for?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you have their phone number and location?
It was at Amazon.
Okay, I need the phone number and the city, ma'am.
Okay, hold on one second. It was in Bessemer.
Bessemer, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was called Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Okay. And what was the phone number?
The phone number is... Oh, they did not give them a phone number. Let me see number.
You can Google it if you'd like.
I'm Googling it now.
Okay.
And you do not have
not one
phone number. That's crazy.
Okay, so what phone number did you call when you were absent?
It was a 1-800 number, but it was like an answer machine.
Oh, okay. That's not going to work. Do you have a supervisor's number?
Yes, let me see, Marcus. Hello, Amanda. Oh, Maurice, that was his name.
It has to be a corporate number. It can't be a cell phone.
Well, that's the only number I used to call. It wasn't a corporate number that we called. It's like I told you, it was a third party that worked inside of Amazon. So when we needed to call, we used to call our supervisor.
Okay, let me have that number. Let me see if they accept it.
1931, that's the area code.
Mm-hmm.
931 is the area code, and it's 536.
Mm-hmm.
5698.
Okay. And from what day to what day did you work there? When was your last day of work and your first day of work?
My first day was... Hold on. Click on it. My last day was December 20th. And my first day was...
Say that again. When was your last day?
December 20th.
Of 2023?
Yes.
Okay.
And my first day was... I wonder why they don't give me a full list. It was August the 9th. I think. Yeah.
2023. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and why are you no longer there? Did you get discharged, lack of work? What happened?
Yeah, they fired me.
Okay, and what was the reason they gave you?
I stayed on my break too long, and that was not the case.
Okay.
I was sick. I was throwing up this particular day, and I asked the lady, could I go outside and get some air? And I come back in, my badge was deactivated. and she did not want to talk to me and give me a reason why she deactivated my badge. So okay. I took it to corporate.
So they told me it was like misconduct or something like that?
Yes, and they no longer in business at this point.
Okay.
They were stealing money from Amazon. Oh, it was a type of drama.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were not able to resolve the issue with them, right? You tried to talk to her, and she didn't talk to you.
She would not come out and talk to me.
Okay. What was her name?
Amanda. I'm not sure what her
last
name
is. Okay, that's okay.
I don't.
We just need him at first name, Amanda. And what day did that happen, did you say?
It was December, like the 19th of the 18th, something
okay.
like that. 2023? We got paid. Yes. She,
okay.
They deactivated my badge
okay.
that Tuesday, and I got paid that on the 20th. So it
okay.
was like a couple of days before we got paid.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. So have you received any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Pension.
They didn't even do none of that.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So do you certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the law provides penalties for false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? And we do match the earnings and information you provided with wages and information your employer has provided. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Your name is Monique Murphy? I'm Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I have your social security number one more time, please?
419.
Mm-hmm.
37-7946.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to, let's see. We're going to read a really long disclaimer. And there is a possibility that we get disconnected, okay? If we get disconnected,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you back. So make sure you pick up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and make sure you take notes of all the information I will give you in a minute, okay? So, but first
mm-hmm.
I need to double check your identity, okay? Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1211 Elm Drive, 140 Wilson Courtway Southwest,
140
Courtway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following addresses did you live in? 1211 Robinson Street, 125 Hills and Hollow Lane, 1331 First Court, 430 Falls Court.
1331
First
mm-hmm.
Court. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following vehicles did you own? 2000 Plymouth. Voyager, 2002 Mercedes, 2003 Audi, 2007 Subaru, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Do you hereby agree to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, ma'am? Do you want to file for unemployment?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the
yes.
statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read a really long disclaimer. I'm going to ask you to wait to ask me questions until I give you a PIN number at the end, okay? Because there is a good possibility that we get disconnected and I need to be able to read all this information through for you in order to be able to submit it so you don't have to do it again, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center near you, ma'am, or you can go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That again is alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You need to register and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. So you need to make sure
you say, what's their website again?
Alabama Works.
Alabama.
W-O-R-K-S dot Alabama dot G-O-V. If you haven't done that, that could be the reason, okay?
You say Alabama Works.
Dot. Then the word Alabama again, then dot, and then G-O-V.
Okay, so that might be what it is.
Okay. So you need to register and submit 3 applications a week on that website. An information booklet on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities available. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you file your weekly certification. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must first complete a weekly certification each week that you claim benefits for. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. You can file your weekly certification either online or by calling 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. Failure to make a complete 752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to make a weekly certification before 5 p.m. on Friday could result in denial of benefits. Make sure you complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Again, additional instructions are available on the benefits, rights, and responsibility in book. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call the inquiry line at 800-361-4524. That number again is 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5, to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You need to know your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require follow-up in time to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by mail. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide the contact information When you complete your weekly claims, you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring at the time of contact but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete work search. Submit 3 applications and do the work search for each could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with this or any other question, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, so you're still with me, ma'am?
Yes.
So your application number is 489.
489.
891. 705.
Okay.
Okay. And your PIN number is 4691.
Okay.
Your PIN number is 4691. Okay. Gotcha. And basically, so basically what it requires for you to do, ma'am, is to either visit the Alabama Career Center near you or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit 3 applications for work each week. Okay. Yes. Then you need to call the number to report the applications you submitted on that website. Okay.
Call the 1-800-752 number.
Exactly. Okay. You can apply at other places, but if you the system works best when you report the 3 applications you submitted on that website. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Wish you the best of luck, ma'am. You have a nice day now. Thank you for calling
you do
the county. Alabama.
Thank you.
Okay. You have any questions? No.
No, that's
all right.
I really appreciate you.
My pleasure. You have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.